You know, sometimes there can be a tragedy, and over time, that tragedy can benefit others and turn into something awesome. I'm talking about the Lucan T. Boyle Campaign for Kindness that is affecting so many people. They're having an awesome fundraiser coming up a week from Sunday. And to tell us all about it, it's the one, the only, the legendary, Tom Noe. Hello, Tom. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Benny?
I'm living the dream. Where are you calling from? And is this your one phone call of the day, or do you get unlimited calls?
I get unlimited. You're awesome. You're awesome.
I'm sitting here going, okay, what joke can I use? And I figured I'd go with the phone. I believe last time we talked, I think I used the same joke because I'm lame. And
no,
I
the other one last time you said, where you been?
That's where you been? I missed you. All right. Yeah, you know it's coming, man. Hey.
I'm used to it.
By the way, I am really excited about this event because it's, well, first off, let's back it up. Who was Lucan Boyle?
Yeah, let's talk about Luke, one of the kindest, gentlest young men in the world. And in 2017, he was 14 years old when he committed suicide after being cyberbullied. And he was the kindest. His family knew the story, had to get it out, how he lived his dream of being a great kid. And they wanted to come up with a proactive and positive approach to bullying. So his mom, Samantha, who's incredible, she goes out to schools and speaks all the time. And if you've got a school and your school hasn't heard Samantha speak, you got to get her out there. So we started kindness rooms around Northwest Ohio. We now have 15 in grade schools and high schools. And we've got 6 or 7 waiting to be built as we raise more money.
So the more money you get, the more of these rooms are going to be built. And these rooms in high schools and elementary schools or junior highs. So if somebody is being bullied, they can go to this room and they'll get loved on and they can do projects and they'll, you know.
Right. And you don't even need to be cyberbullied. I mean, these rooms are gathering places for kids to spread kindness, get together and do positive things instead of all the negative that's going on in this world right now. They're a non-threatening environment, so they connect with one another and with kids and adults while learning about themselves. So I think it's just a phenomenal thing. And the rooms are amazing. Every time we go into one, I'm more amazed by the community involvement, the school involvement, and it's just wonderful. And so when this opportunity for the Skate for Kindness came along with the Metro Parks, we jumped on it. And it's so neat that they have, has anybody not been to the Ribbon, or if you have been to the Ribbon down at the new Glass City Metro Park, they have 3 sessions on a Sunday afternoon on the 18th. So it's February 18th from 1 to 6:30, and they skate from 1 to 2:30, 3 to 4:30, and 5 to 6:30. And you can buy tickets at Lucan4kindness.org. If you go on our website, it takes you right to the site to buy tickets for this event. And it's unbelievable. $15. You can skate, you can rent skates, you get unlimited pizza and pop from Poco Piatti. And if you're not skating like an old guy like me, you can also spend the $15. You get a wristband. You can eat pizza, drink pop, and you'll be down there all afternoon. But the most exciting thing is we've got Ian Duncan, the most recent inductee into the Toledo Hockey Hall of Fame. He's going to come and skate with everybody all day. We've got 3 Toledo Walleye. We've got Brendan Cruz, Sam Craigs, and Chase Grisak that are coming, along with Ty Eigner and a couple of the Bowling Green Falcon hockey players are going to come down and skate all day with all these people. So you got something you want to autograph, you just want to talk to a Toledo Walleye, a BG Falcon, or a Hall of Famer, this is the perfect place to be. And we're so excited about it. And the Toledo Metro Parks have been incredible. And if you haven't been down to the Metro Parks, to the new Ribbon at Glass City Metro Parks, you got to see it. It's just phenomenal what they've done down there along the river. And we're very excited, and we really appreciate you taking your time to help us promote this, Denny.
Oh, I'm all about it. Now, you also have some raffles that you're doing. You got some pretty cool prizes.
Yeah, we've got the Pine Ridge Chalet Oak Openings Preserve that the Metro Parks donated for the first prize. We got a Mud Hens package where you throw out the first pitch and tickets to the game. Walleye package where you're riding the Zamboni and
no
you go
way.
To the game.
You ride the Zamboni. Yep. Nice.
Yep. And then we got the Toledo Zoo and Imagination Stations. We got annual memberships for that we're giving away. So all of that's going on that day. And if you just want to come down and hang out, we would love to have you down there. We want to sell this place out. And so
how much did you say it was, Tom? How much did you say it was?
$15.
Okay. Do you guys not understand fundraisers and how they work? Because you can't. It's like right. You guys are giving it away. If somebody wants to donate more, they probably could, right? $25,
of course,
$30.
Right to our website at lucan4kindness.org. You can donate 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And we would love to have you do it. But imagine there's going to be 250 people each session. So we're going to have 750 skaters down there. So that adds up pretty quick, Denny.
Yeah, that
and
is good.
Every little bit helps our campaign. And we're excited for it. We're excited you're promoting it. And everything you all do for our community, we really appreciate you, Denny.
All right. It's Lucan, the number four, kindness.org. All right, dude. Good to hear your voice. Everything going okay? Right. Are you able to,
awesome.
You know, come and go
awesome.
As you please? You and John Block,
awesome.
Good? You and John Block, all right? You guys pen pals? You guys working out? You guys...
I love you, Denny. You know that, right?
Oh, I all love
right.
you too, man. All right, keep up the good work. We'll keep pushing it, and hopefully we sell this puppy out because this is a great cause that matters to the community. Thanks, Tom.
You got it. Take care, pal.
See you. Bye-bye.